This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour today on the last, and this is the last show of 2023 that I get to be a part of. And joining me to be a part of it is somebody I don't think I've ever brought before you before. He is an investigative reporter. You can find his work all over the Second Amendment Foundation, all over the gunwriter.substack.com, all over Armed American News. He is Lee Williams. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Happy New Year early.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you. What have you been noticing out there? Lee notices things nobody else notices, so you always got to ask that question.
You know, in journalism, this time of year, the big thing is, let's take a look back at the year. Let's pick the most memorable stories. Well, I don't usually do that because I believe all stories should be memorable. However, The Trace did it, and this is I did a take on their story, which was called the most memorable gun violence journalism of 2023. And like I pointed out, brother, if there was a Pulitzer Prize for gaslighting or propaganda or agitprop, the 14 stories they highlighted in their story, they would all win. Okay? I mean, they're absolutely nuts. Off the wall, the worst anti-gun writing I've ever seen. Of course, CNN leads it. Their story was called, and I quote, "Gun violence has affected most families in the U.S., new survey finds." So this story was published in April, and it's based entirely on data from the long-debunked Gun Violence Archive, which we have debunked again and again and again. We first started a couple years ago. They say mass shootings, CNN says, have escalated, reaching a record pace in 2023. Excuse me. There have been 146 incidents, they say, this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. I mean, come on. Any data from the GVA, as we have pointed out probably around a dozen times, is about as reliable as a $20 Rolex. I keep going back to their claims in 2019 when they said there were 417 mass shootings, but the FBI said there were 30. This year, they say there have been 636 mass shootings.
Hmm.
Their data doesn't even make sense. Now, think about it. That's 1.7 a day mass shootings.
They count, they count everything as a mass shooting that has more than four individuals, right?
Yeah, if there's four people that get hit or struck by debris, brought by a bullet,
right,
not killed,
right,
they kind of. They also include stuff like that's gang related or drug related or both, or domestic violence. It's just the worst category you can imagine. But the media laps it up because, oh my God, 417. Guns bad.
Guns bad.
Rolling Stone, and every time I think of Rolling Stone in investigative journalism, I have to chuckle. They took a highly detailed look at the AR platform. They said they were shedding new light on how the gun industry has specifically marketed these weapons to mass shooters. I'll let that sink in.
Right.
The gun industry is marketing ARs specifically to mass shooters.
Okay.
Yeah. They said the thing in Lewiston, Maine was a specific choice that the gun industry made. And then they came up with the best description of ARs that I've seen in a long time. They're calling them massacre-ready weapons. Massacre-ready weapons.
Right.
Okay. Well, you got to keep in mind, anytime you see Rolling Stone in investigative reporting in the same sentence, you should go back to their Rape on Campus series, where they accused college fraternity members, by name, pretty much, of a gang rape at UVA. Unfortunately, it wasn't true. The story fell apart. They actually did a retraction, which is huge. Columbia University, long considered the scion of investigative reporting, said that the Rolling Stone series was a journalistic failure at every level. And even Poynter Institute, which is this incredibly lefty journalism think tank, they said it was one of the biggest errors of the year. So anytime you see Rolling Stone and investigative reporting, keep that in mind.
All right.
One of my favorite stories in here was one that we already debunked. New York Times, I think you and I have discussed it.
Right.
They took on the Army Ammunition Plant, Lake City, for making ammo that was used in mass shootings.
Mass shootings. Yeah, I know. I know. Like, that matters.
Right.
That matters.
It's not only the gun's fault. It's the ammunition's fault.
And the guy's
fault. And therefore, the ammunition maker's fault.
Well, it's everybody's fault except the shooter and the policy.
Right.
It's everybody's fault except the shooter and the policy.
The most disgusting story that I saw in there was the Washington Post. It's a photo essay where they publish crime scene photos from 11 mass shootings,
right.
Which they called a rare look at the devastation caused by AR-15 shootings. Well, I mean, I've taken crime scene photos, quite a few actually.
Right.
And I can assure you that they're all graphic. They're all horrible. Doesn't matter what the weapon used. The ones that I found the most disgusting were actually, scenes that involved stabbings and cuttings, not shootings. So ordinarily newspapers don't publish this stuff. Now they have. And they're trying to say that ARs are bad. Well, all crime is bad, and all crime scenes are disgusting. I can't get over why any editor would allow that, would do that. It's overly sensational,
right,
to put it mildly. I've never seen anything that bad in my life, Bill.
Well, I mean, some of these guys, they do some of this stuff, and because if it bleeds, it leads, right? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get clicks.
Right.
And I guess they think spreading it out like that is going to maybe further their agenda, perhaps?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the weirdest story was by Bloomberg News, and this is not going to make sense to your listeners because they have common sense. They blamed Sig Sauer for a mass murder that occurred at a nursery school in rural northeast Thailand.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to let that sink in.
That was some searching right there, huh?
I got to quote this. The killer's gun, the Sig Sauer P-65, touted by the company as small enough to easily conceal, yet able to hold 13 rounds, had traveled more than 8,000 miles from a factory on New Hampshire's rocky seacoast to Thailand's lush Nong Bua Lamphu province.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of a growing number of semi-automatic handguns and rifles exported by American gun makers linked to violent crime.
Gotcha.
I mean, how far do you got to go, you know? Now, having been a member of the mainstream media, I look at everything in that context. Most of these stories were released late in the year,
right.
November, December. Why? Because that's award season. These are the newspapers and the TV attempts at earning Pulitzers and Emmys and Peabody's. That's all they are. These are designed to win awards. I mean, I can't tell you how many awards I have. I don't even know. Go ahead.
Let's get on the awards when we get back. For those of you that are finding this interesting to listen to, because Lee goes at this from angles you've never seen, you can find him at thegunwriter.substack.com, at Armed American News, which is the collaboration between he and Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. He is the sole investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation and the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporter Project. More from him when we get back. This is the end of the year. Compilations with a critical thinking investigative reporter, you might say. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are speaking with Lee Williams, investigative reporter. We're talking about awards and everything. Do you win an award this year from SAF?
No, I work for SAF.
Well, I mean, I won an award one time, and I was not even aware they gave out awards. But then I thought when I won an award, I might become aware of when they give out awards. And I won mine in 2021, and then I know they've given some out because I've seen certain press releases. But I know I don't, you know, there's not like this master list of this year at Sacred Amendment Foundation. I just wondered if there was such a thing.
No, but, you know, when I was a journalist, I can't tell you how many I want. Local, regional, state, national. The reason is journalism is probably the most self-congratulatory industry out there. I mean, there are crime awards, public service awards, feature awards. Guys that write about soup and restaurants have their own categories. And that's all these stories worth. It's their chance to win an award because if you're a senior editor and you're not bringing in awards, eventually you're no longer going to be a senior editor. It's just, it's expected.
Right.
And so they write these stories. All these stories have that in common. They are written for awards rather than to fix a social ill or anything. And guns and journalism, I mean, guns is a great topic because they all hate them. I mean, a recent study came out, I saw on Fox today. 3% of journalism newsrooms are Republican. 3%.
Right.
And I can attest to that. I mean, I was in five separate newspaper newsrooms. And I don't need all the fingers on one hand to count the number of Republicans or conservatives that I worked with. And I don't need half of the fingers to count the number of gun owners. It is an incredibly lefty field. These kids come out, and nowadays it's even worse. I mean, at least in my day when I was writing and editing, you couldn't get away with editorializing in a story. Nowadays, that's expected. All these kids want to be their own brand. They want to be activists. They want to write their opinion. And it's creating more problems for the public than it's worth because, you know, you've got to separate fact from opinion. Now, that's a basic core tenet of journalism. But these kids nowadays, they don't. I mean, that's how you end up with things like massacre-ready firearms in a news story. I mean, if there was a journalism contest that awarded prizes for fake news, all of these 14 stories in the Traces piece would have won it because it's fiction. And we as gun owners, and more importantly, folks who are concerned about our civil rights, need to be good news consumers, smart news consumers. And when we see this kind of crap, we need to call them out on it.
Well, I remember that Bowling for Columbine thing where a dude was going around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he found out the guy that they'd bought their rounds, their ammunition at Walmart or Kmart or wherever it was. And he got an interview with, like, the president of Kmart and said, I just wanted to know what you think about Columbine, that Columbine shooting being done with your bullets. And then getting to that lowest denominator out there, the retail end of it, you can't take, there's no blame without motive.
Right. Right. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And these guys are not, I mean, look at the people that work in the gun department or the sporting goods department in Walmarts and Kmarts and S-Marts. You know, they're 20, 25 maybe. Just trying to make a couple of bucks and go home. They're not interrogating people on their ammunition purchases. Hell, they usually don't know the one type of ammunition from another. But yeah, there's no guilt there.
No, there's no guilt. And it's a legal product. That's the other thing. It's a legal product. The founders knew that we had the right to defend ourselves, endowed to us by God. So they put something in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to make sure the government knew that, too, because they knew governments well. And, you know, this whole idea that they play up about we should do it this way or that way, it's a bunch of nonsense, really. Do you know what we ranked in 2017 in terms of per capita mass shootings? Do you know where we ranked at that time?
No, I do not.
111th.
Yeah.
111th. And I would hazard a guess that we're still probably not in the top 100. Or, you know. And they did a study. The most armed city at that time, as far as permits and carrying guns per capita, was Plano, Texas. And their violent crime rate was 0.4% per 100,000.
Yeah.
And if everybody in the United States was armed that way, we would have been 212th in mass shootings.
Well, and you look at the number of times that a quote-unquote assault weapon, or I'm sorry, a massacre-ready weapon has been used in these crimes, and it's minuscule. It's less than 5%. is used in a crime of violence because the bad guys can't conceal an AR. They want handguns. They want stolen, cheap handguns.
Sure.
That's what they're using. Yet, you know, the AR, of course, is high on the hit list for the gun ban industry. So they're playing it up as a, quote unquote, massacre ready weapon. Doesn't make any damn sense.
So I get a kick out of some of these, the way they try to characterize this stuff, though. Like the AR-15 round will blow the deer apart and cook it from the inside and all that other nonsense. 5.56.
Yeah, it's a varmint round. One of these stories took on Bushmaster. They said Bushmaster popularized the AR platform. I would tend to disagree with that. All the fault of everything wrong with the AR is all because of Bushmaster and their popularization of the AR. No offense against Bushmaster.
Sure.
I'm sure they made a great product. But I don't think they were the ones that popularized the AR.
No, but I mean, the Bushmaster sounds sort of sinister, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Bushmaster. Yeah.
A Bushmaster masquerade weapon.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Masquerade ready, whatever that means. Coming up on the next break, Lee Williams, of course, you can, we're not quite there yet, but anyway, we'll start the talking out of our way. Just to tease us, are we going to get more of the same? We got more of these things going on as we go along here, sir?
I think we got to go to Illinois. Okay. Good news in Illinois.
Well, we'll go to the good news in Illinois in just a second. Now, Lee Williams, he not only talks the talk, he walks the walk. I mean, he trains tactically all the time. He carries serious tools, and he only carries serious tools, and he's not one of these guys that gets out there and flitters from the latest thing to the latest thing. He's got one handgun, he's got one rifle. That's what makes him serious. As a rider, he approaches it the same way. Whatever is going on, whatever is effective, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for all those things that are the truth. And I kind of suspect he's sort of like me. If the data took you in the direction of where guns actually are bad, you'd be all in on that, wouldn't you, if the data supported that? But the data don't.
Oh yeah,
does the data does not support that thing? So, for those of you who are interested in what Mr. Williams may have to say when he's writing, well, first it all starts at thegunwriter.substack.com. Everything starts there. From there, he also branches out, and he is republished all over the place. But he also writes for Armed American News, which is the Armed American Radio collaboration between he and Mark Walters. And he is the lone investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bello made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bello says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step in the mission to dismantle Hamas. Times Square, New York City, the place to be for a New Year's Eve celebration. Sunday's festivities include performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, and Jelly Roll. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Years and 2023. We're headed into 2024, which is going to be fun. Joining me now is, once again, is investigative reporter Lee Williams. And we're going to go now to Illinois, where they don't have much good news, but they had some.
The Protect Illinois Communities Act. Are you familiar with this incredibly poorly named piece of legislation?
I am not.
It requires everyone in Illinois who has an AR or certain semi-auto shotguns and even semi-auto handguns to register their weapons with the Illinois State Police. And my good friend John Bach over at The Truth About Guns has a story he published today. Guess how many of Illinois gun owners did not register their weapons? And they only have a couple days left. I mean, the deadline to register your AR with the Illinois State Police is December 31st.
Right.
So,
percentage-wise,
how many did not register any weapons with the Illinois State Police?
I would have to say probably 80.
99.4%.
Wow. So it's as bad as New York.
Yeah, I think it's worse. Yeah. I think it's worse than... where was it? New Jersey tried this too? Yeah, 99.4% have just ignored it, which is the big middle finger to the Illinois legislature who came up with this craziness. Yep, 15,164 firearm owner ID card holders have not. So, I mean, it's huge. Huge.
So
15,000 registered. 2,400,000 did not.
Okay.
Nothing. So this is 99.4 non-compliance rate, which if you're at all responsible, if you're a Dem in Illinois, you're at all responsible for this trash legislation or the damn governor that signed it.
Right.
Pritzker, who's crazy. You should be ashamed and embarrassed to walk out in public.
Yeah.
But nope, 99.4% did nothing. I mean, do not comply to the nth degree, I would say.
Just the way you put it is what I find that funny. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a wise guy or nothing. I just found that funny the way you put that. That was just pretty funny. Because we saw the same thing in New York. Did they declare an emergency this time?
No. This is just a regular piece of legislation.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, listen, I did that, you know, when they were talking pistol braces and everything. I went ahead and I did the SBR, and I may do it again. I've got a 5.56 that, and I'll tell you why I'm going to do it again. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because the pistol brace, as a brace that you stick against your shoulder, it sort of sucks. And the only reason I own any weapon at all is I expect it to be an effective piece of equipment.
So, yeah, it is not. They're not easy to shoot, in my humble opinion, with a brace on there rather than a stock. I get you. I agree.
So I may do that just because, as of this particular moment, I don't know them ever actually doing anything against any of the stuff that's on the NFA registry. I'm sure that there's plans for that later on down the road, but I don't know how they would execute that either. But I'm sure they got plans for that. I'm almost certain that they always have something going on. But anyway, I digress. So in Chicago, was this brought about by the Highland Park shooting? They're always looking for a reason to institute this, or had this been sitting on the griddle for some time?
I think this had been percolating for a while.
Yeah.
The scary part is the Illinois State Police has what they call firearm compliance teams. And if there's a record of your purchase, yeah, you could get a knock on the door. Of course, they're not going to come with a search warrant. And you have, you know, your Fourth Amendment and your Fifth Amendment rights. I don't know what, I would never advise anybody what to do legally, but I wouldn't open the door, nor would I engage in any conversation with any firearm compliance team. Doesn't matter if they're Illinois State Police or ATF. If they don't have a warrant, close the door, be polite. Contact your attorney.
Right. Let me ask you a question. What do you now? I've recently made the acquaintance of an attorney, so I don't have him on retainer. But in the event that anything ever happens, he's the first guy I'm calling. And we've already talked about this. We've already made plans about this. He is a criminal defense attorney, and he's a Second Amendment guy. He's got like 20 tax stamps. I mean, he just has a gun room. You would love it, Lee. And that's the kind of thing I've started cultivating, is getting those kind of relationships just as a piece on the chessboard in case I have to play that hand, you know?
I highly recommend familiarizing yourself with a good attorney who, yes, is a defense attorney, because, chances are you could be charged with a crime, or you just want an attorney involved to make sure you're not. And two, they need to have some type of Second Amendment specialty. Here in Florida, I have two or three that I would choose from.
Right.
It's that target-rich environment down here for the Second Amendment and attorneys. We have a lot of specialists. But yeah, none of them are on retainer. I've already spoken to them.
Sure.
And God forbid I need to defend myself. They would be my first call. But there's another school of thought too, which is, tell the police at the scene. Now, there are some people who recommend not saying a word about what happened. That's a hell of a choice. That's what you may want to do. Me personally, I'm going to say as much as I need to, as little as I need to keep myself from going to jail that night. I was assaulted or accosted by this person. I was in fear for my life. I took the following action, and here I am.
Here I am.
Yeah. You got to give them some idea what happened, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
Having been a police officer, you don't want to jail somebody who is defending themselves. Trust me. But, yeah, I wouldn't give a big statement, but I would just say as much as I needed to, as little as I needed to keep from going to jail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the ground that nobody really knows how you're going to walk on that ground when you're out there and something like that's happened, though, right?
Because it's luck of the draw, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you might get a seasoned officer who understands, you know, or you might get some kid who just wants to arrest your butt.
Yeah. And you might be, I mean, the seasoned officer is probably not going to have the adrenaline dump going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly. That's the other thing I've done is I've started cultivating relationships with first responders here locally, and in the hopes that if something, you know, I don't want anything to happen at all. I don't. But if I do and I have to make a phone call, I want somebody to show up that, you know, I know the sheriff, I know the chief of police. I want to have somebody I can call that will, you know, calm the situation down.
I will tell you how far advanced Florida is, especially Sarasota County where I live.
Right.
We have the best sheriff in the country, Kurt Hoffman, Sarasota County Sheriff Kurt Hoffman. He has taken steps that if an armed citizen is involved in a defensive shooting, he doesn't even want deputies to take their firearm at the scene. And, you know, the cop's first response is always, give me your gun, give me your gun, give me your gun.
Right.
He's like, hey, wait, slow down here. Let's take a look at this. We might be illegally confiscating a firearm,
yep.
And we're not going to do that willy-nilly. That's how far ahead of the game we are here in Florida.
Well, Florida has Florida carry, too, so that's one thing. In my state, we don't have anything like this. We're heading into the last break. And for those of you that have never acquainted yourself with the writings of Lee Williams, you don't know what you're missing. You're missing the details that are out there right now today that are either going to impact your life as a gun owner or they're wanting to impact your life as a gun owner. In order to find them out, all you got to do is go to his website. As a matter of fact, you can sign up for his newsletter. Go to thegunwriter.substack.com. All you got to do is put in an email address, and you'll get the email notifications every time he writes something. He's not asking you for nothing. He just wants you to read his stuff. And from there, it goes out and gets reprinted at Ammo Land. It gets reprinted at The Truth About Guns. All of the big blogs reprint him. Second Amendment Foundation, he's doing stuff for them. Armed American Radio, he's doing stuff for them. I mean, it's just he's just everywhere. Of the people that are out there, he's probably one of the most prolific, if not the most prolific. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The last time for 2023. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Joining me now is investigative reporter Lee Williams. And, well, let's had a momentous event occur within the inner gun industry here. What happened, Lee?
Gaston Glock, who invented the Glock 17, passed away this week at the age of 94. And I've had some conversations with some folks in the gun community. And I put him up there with Mikhail Kalashnikov, John Moses Browning,
sure.
Eugene Stoner.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an injection molding genius. And he took that first to knives. I'm sure you have a Glock knife. I know a lot of people do. It's a great field knife. And, you know, don't forget he made a little E-tool, too.
Yeah.
And then he completely revolutionized the handgun market with the Glock 17. And I carried one. I had a Gen 1. Loved it. Had a Gen 2. I think it's probably, he deserves to be mentioned with Browning, Stoner, and Kalashnikov. He was an incredible innovator. I know St. Paul Police Department in Minnesota, right next to where I grew up in Minneapolis, was one of the first agencies that went to his handgun.
Right.
And the officers loved it. I think it's one of the best ideas ever. You know, people initially were a little put off by the, well, there's no external safety. Yeah. So you take a 19 or 17, you put a magazine in it, jack around in the chamber, throw it out on center ice. You can play hockey with the damn thing for three periods and it's not going to go bang.
Sure.
Unless somebody picks it up and pulls the trigger.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Glock, one of the greatest.
Well, you know, like in South Carolina, we had a Saturday night special law. And my uncle, he was instrumental. He got with the state law enforcement division, and he got them to take a look at Glock, and they had to change the meltdown law here in the state for Glock to be allowed into the into the state. And when SLED adopted the gun, Gaston Glock came to South Carolina, and he had Glocks. He had five specially made Glocks, and he had the E-tool and the knife, and he had a little swag bag, and he gave those five Glocks to five people, and my uncle got one of them. And they were special serial number series and everything else. And, he without a doubt changed, what is it now? Is it about 70% of law enforcement carries Glocks?
Yeah, I know a lot of them. My county here just went to the 320, the P320, the 6 hour.
Right.
But, I mean, I would say you're nationwide, worldwide, you're probably talking 70, 80, maybe even higher percentage.
Right.
And I know the SEALs went from the SIG P226 now to the 19. I know Bob has shared that when he was in the Army's most elite special operations unit, they went from high-end 45s to Glock 19s. So, yeah, I mean, you talk about a beloved, reliable, proven design.
Right.
I can't think of a handgun that has been true as much, you know, arguably, other than probably the 1911.
You know, when he was in his 60s and Glock had just come out, have you heard the story about the hitman?
No.
So apparently he had a partner in the early days. And when they were beginning to take off, the partner decided he wanted the whole thing. So he hired a hitman to kill Gaston Glock. Except Gaston Glock caught the guy and beat him within an inch of his life. I mean, this dude was a character. He was quite the character. I mean, there's going to be lots and lots of legends about Gaston Glock. But, you know, I used to wonder, like with the Glock 17, when that came out, everybody said, well, they call it that because it has a 17-round capacity. That was his 17th patent. That's why when the 18 came out, that was his 18th patent. When the 19 came out, it was his 19th patent. And
well, I just like his attitude that it, to spur sales here, you know,
yeah.
a lot of agencies are not going to buy and equip their officers with a gun that's not made in America.
Right.
So he moved a plant over here.
Yep.
And yeah, now they're made in America.
Yep.
Okay. Smart businessman. And truly a powerhouse of a guy. I mean, God, the odds of making a new handgun that's going to be accepted by pretty much every law enforcement agency out there for at least some period of time,
right,
are, you know, one in a million. But he did it.
Well, he completely changed the industry because he came along right about the time that they were switching over to the Beretta, the military was.
Yeah.
Everything was single action, double action.
Yeah.
And then he came out with this gun that was safe action, where the trigger pull was the same each and every time. And, you know, it's good. You know, I've got three of them here that that are in my carry rotation right now. I carried one when I went out today.
You know, they say imitation is the best form of flattery. Look at all the Glock-type pistols that hit the market.
Well, that's, I mean,
you know.
Well, everybody adopted on the SIG P320. That's the SIG Glock.
So yeah.
Smith & Wesson makes one. CZ makes one. VP makes, or HK makes one. Everybody makes one. And they're coming along in all kinds of that very basic utilitarian technology. It's pretty simple, isn't it? It's hard to mess that up.
It is. I mean, look at the XD, the Springfield, that whole series. Now, that's Springfield's Glock. It's, yeah, I mean, we lost the Titan. I know he had some issues with his wife for a while.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I can think of negative. And I don't know the particulars of his divorce. I can't really say that's negative. But the man was a titan. He led a good, clean life. And he, you know, he saved American lives. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
There are guys walking around today who would be dead were it not for his design. And I can't think of a better compliment than that.
Well, that, you know, I mean, the Glock is the iPhone of handguns.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, the thing about it is, everybody else that is trying to make a Glock, they make so many other guns, and Glock only makes handguns. They only make Glock handguns.
Yep.
They don't have a single action, double action. They don't make a carbine or anything else. Although, I guess now the conjecture is going to be, what will Glock, now that Gaston is gone and the sons are in charge, or whoever's in charge of Glock, what are they going to come up with? Because, you know, everybody wants a Glock carbine and all this.
You know, I've heard so many rumors about those over the years, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Glock's going to come out with a carbine. Okay, where is it? Where is it? Let me see it. I'm sure it would be revolutionary. I mean, everything that guy did is. But, yeah, I think the company, I wish them well. They're heroes, man. I mean, like I said, there are cops and armed civilians and soldiers and sailors and Marines alive today would be dead were it not for his simple design. And yeah, my department where I was a policeman, we carried the Beretta 92. And you had the safety, the decocking lever. You had a lot of crap.
Yeah.
You had to go from a horrible double action trigger pull to right away you got the single action. Too easy to screw up. Nice and Gastelum made a nice simple handgun that just works all the time.
Yep.
And always works the same way.
In all conditions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is very much the AK of handguns as well. So, I mean, yeah, we lost a giant. Everybody else came out and imitated him.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many Glock clones there are out there. Yeah. Can you? I mean, God, we could spend hours just naming them all.
Glock is going to be the most cloned girl, the most cloned gun out there you've ever seen. Because everybody's doing them now. Poly 80 does it. Shadow Systems does it. I've seen some people that, you got the Gucci Glock Builders, Agency Arms, and Borsight, yep, and all these other guys. So the Glock is I can only imagine how many. I can't imagine how many are out there.
And how many aftermarket accessories firms are there now that make components for the Glock? Oh my God.
Too many today.
You know?
Too many today. Too many today. So, I mean, I guess it's sort of a privilege for me and you to have lived in that era that he was alive. Because,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah,
we won't see the likes of him anytime soon again. The next iteration of guns is going to be shooting lasers or something. I can't imagine what they're going to be.
Or built-in optics.
Yeah. That would be interesting. I want somebody to build a striker-fired 1911, or 2011. Striker-fired.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you're throwing it down there, yeah.
Yeah. Single-action trigger. Single-action trigger. Striker-fired. That's what I want. I think Glock could do it. I think Glock could do it. I think Staccato could do it. They actually have done it. They built it in conjunction with Deltonics or Daytonics or whoever it was that they put that when they were doing the modular handgun thing. Listen, running out of time. Thank you for all of 2023, all the collaborations you did with me on Lock and Load and now here on Gun Owners News Hour. Thank you very much for that.
And to you, sir, it's been a distinct pleasure and an honor, and it is the fastest hour in radio.
It certainly is, and we'll be doing it again in 2024. The 2024 show is going to be so much better than the 2023. And as for you guys, I'll be back next weekend. Happy New Year to you. Remember, carry your weapon everywhere you can go. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.